Hello?
Hello, this is Rudy with Milestone. How are you?
Good.
Just so you know, we finance businesses.
I no longer have a business.
You don't have a business?
I have a consulting business for design.
Do you make more than $1,000 a month on that?
Yes.
All right, so what we can do is we can finance you.
I don't really need anything right now, though.
If you're a consultant business, we can go ahead and give you money so you can, like, let's say, pretty much do some marketing, you know, some advertising.
What is the interest rate?
We can give it to you as low as from 0 to 100%. Okay, that's why I will go ahead and get in contact with you.
What interest rate?
That's what I'm telling you, man. I cannot give you a specific number because it all depends on how much you make a month in revenue. It all depends on how much you're looking for, what you're going to be using it for, All right, I can send out an email. I can send out an email to you.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah. I just need to confirm some information with you, okay, because this is how this works. We go ahead and get you approved within the next 24 hours. Do you have time right now, or do you want me to call you back, Julie?
I have time right now.
All right, perfect. So, look, what we do is we send you an email, right? It's an application for you to get finance, all right? As long as the only requirement is that you make more than $10,000 a month, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And that you can prove that.
Yep.
All right? So, give me 1 second. This is for a Sud Cantina, right? LLC?
No, that business is closed.
What's the name of
the
business?
I'm doing architecture. I'm a sole proprietor. So I don't technically, it's all under my social security number. But I'm a consultant. I do architecture and interior design out of my home, remotely.
And like, let's say, what would you name the business?
Well, on my paperwork, I usually, when I do drawings, I usually put Gardner Design, but I don't have that, I don't have it registered.
Well, we'll put it down for Gardner's Design, okay?
That's fine.
Alright, and is this a good contact number? Because, Julie, remember, we're going to get our underwriter. He didn't let you know all the interest rates, all the offers that we have available to you once we do the calculations. All right, he's going to get more in detail with you so we can get what's more convenient for you, all right? And,
okay, that's fine.
I just want to make sure, is this a good email? The one that I have down is Kim Brett with a Z at Comcast.net. Is that it or no?
No, I don't even know where that email came from.
I'm sorry
that's fine. And Julie is my daughter who was a manager at Azul Cantina, my business.
Okay.
I'm Jennifer, her mother.
Jennifer was
the owner. She was a manager, but yes.
Right.
I'm Jennifer Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R.
Oh, Jennifer.
And that business
Gardner.
Closed like about 2 years, like 2 years ago.
All right. So that's Jennifer Gardner, correct?
Correct.
And
the email address is jennifergardner@yahoo.com.
All right, let me make sure I got it correct, all right? That's Jennifer, and then after the R, it's E like an Echo, G like in Golf, A like in Alpha, R like in Romeo, Z like in Zebra, N like in Nancy, E like in Echo, and R like in Romeo?
No, the Z is a D.
It's a D. So it's Gardner, right?
G-A-R-D-N-E-R, correct.
So it's Jennifer Gardner.
Jennifer E. Gardner.
Okay,
perfect.
All right. Well, either way, I'm going to check right now. I'm going to send that out to you. What do you make a month in revenue, Jennifer? Like an average, would you say between 15, 20? Remember,
You have
15,000, something like that. Around 15,000 to 17,000, depending on the month.
But in these last 4 months, Jennifer, have you made more than 15? These last 4 months?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
And how much would you be looking for?
I'm not sure yet. I have to look and see what
are the variations.
Since we were looking at possibly putting... Exactly. And so I don't know about other things, but I would like to put another office in my home.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good.
So it's going to depend on the interest rate, basically.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
So, but remember, we're going to give you 100 or 150% of your monthly revenue, and in order for me to send you the email, I do need to put a figure down right there.
So,
I will put down
so
like
you
15.
Just give me so you're saying 15,000?
Yeah, or do you want more?
Yeah, that probably is not good. Yeah, that wouldn't be enough. I would probably need more like 150,000, something like to that effect, because we have like a stone home. So in order to add, our house is like $2 million, so I can't just put a like a crappy little room on the side, you know.
All right, I understand, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
so it'd
put
be
you down
like 150 to 200,000. Yeah,
I'm gonna
that's
put
fine.
You down for 100,
yeah.
Okay? All right, so just give me 1 second, Jennifer. I'm gonna send out that email. I need for you to confirm that you received it. And Jennifer, do you have time right now, or are you busy?
No, I'm driving right now.
You're driving?
I can check my email when I get home. Yeah. All
right, perfect. So I'm sending it out right now. Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
And I just need to confirm some information with you. Like, Jennifer, do you have any pending loans at this time?
No.
Okay.
I do have an with Azul Cantina, I still have an outstanding loan for that EIDL that I'm paying back, but I don't have any loans or anything outstanding for my
Butternut Design.
But I am on board. I'm paying back my EIDL loan on time and extra and everything.
All right. I'll just go ahead and put down that you do have a loan.
Okay, that's fine.
But with other business, okay?
Yep, that's fine.
But like you closed that down, right?
Yeah, the business is closed, but I still pay the loan because I'm not a jerk.
Okay, that's good.
I don't walk away from my bills.
And who do you have that with, Jennifer?
The Small Business Association. It's a federal loan. It's the EIDL loan that they give everybody during COVID.
Okay. And
yeah.
Did you receive the email? Because I sent it out.
I'm sure I did. I'm driving right now, so I can't.
All right, take your time. All right, and what do you guys do out there? You're a consultant for?
I do architecture and interior design.
Okay.
Commercial architecture.
And how long have you been in business?
That one? Oh, God. Since 2001.
Okay. And do you have any partners? No, right?
No, just self-proprietor.
And
no employees.
You said you'll be using the money to buy?
To build an office for myself.
Okay, to build an office. All right. And how soon would you need it?
Like I said, it's going to depend on the interest rate and everything that's going on.
All right, perfect. Interest rates.
Because interest rates are kind of high right now, so I don't know if it would be wise to get a loan.
Did you see if you received the email, Jennifer?
Let's see. Just a second. I'm about to go in an area where I might lose you, but let me see. Let me see if I got the email. Is it Ruby Lopez?
Yeah, that's correct.
I did get it.
All right.
Yeah.
So there's an application on there. Okay, Jennifer.
Okay.
All right. What I need for you to do is fill that up online. I would really like to help you out, but if you can't do that right now, I would need for you to open that, okay? Jennifer? Fill it out.
Okay. Yeah. I can't do that right now, though.
All right. I understand, Jennifer. But look, this is what's going to happen. Go ahead. And I'm gonna be, like, in contact with you through the email. Okay? So I'll know when you fill out that application. And what we have going on, Jennifer, in order for us to go ahead and get you approved, remember, the only requirement is for you to make more than $10,000 a month. What happened in the past was that a lot of customers were telling us that they were getting, that they were making more than $10,000 and they weren't. So what happens now is...
I have proof of all of it, so that's
perfect.
No problem.
So what I need for you to do, Jennifer, all right, whenever you get a chance, if you can do that today, remember, my underwriter is going to call you, but if you can, the sooner the better, so I can get you approved, so I can submit your order. I need for you to upload 4 months of your business bank statements proving that you make more than $10,000 a month, okay? Send that out to my email, rudy@milestonecapitalfunding.com. I will upload that in your application when you finish uploading the application, okay? When you finish submitting that, send me your send me the bank statements, and I will upload that for you, okay?
Okay.
And our underwriter is going to call you, Jennifer. Is it okay if he calls you now or in an hour and 30 minutes? What's more convenient for you?
I would say in about an hour and a half, because I'm meeting someone right now. I'm like 1 minute late, and I'm about to go in a place where the phone's not going to work.
All right, so we're done. I just need for you to fill out the application and send me the bank statements. I'm going to be waiting for them in my email, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much.
Okay.